Achilles held the head in grief. His friend he would consign now to the world of death. When they had reached the place Achilles chose, they put the body down and built the pyre of timber, high as they could wish. Achilles turned to another duty now. Apart from the pyre he stood, and cut the red gold hair that he had grown for the river Spercheius. Gazing over the wine-dark sea in pain, he said, "Spercheius, Peleus, my father's vow to you meant nothing, that on my return I'd cut my hair as an offering to you, along with 50 sheep ungelded, slain at your headwaters, where your park and altar fragrant with incense are. The old man swore it, but you would not fulfill what he desired. Now, as I shall not see my fatherland, I would confer my hair upon the soldier Patroclus." And he closed his dear friend's hands upon it, moving all to weep again. The sun would have gone down upon their weeping had not Achilles quickly turned and said to Agamemnon, "Sir, troops act at once on your command. Men may grow sick of tears. Dismiss these from the pyre to make a meal, and we who are closest to the dead will care for what is to be done now. Let each captain stay with us here." On hearing this, the martial Agamemnon made the troops disperse at once to their own ships. Close friends remained. They added timber and enlarged the pyre to 100 feet a side. On top of it, with heavy hearts, they laid the dead man down. Sheep and shambling cattle, then, in droves they sacrificed and dressed before the pyre. Taking fat from all, splendid Achilles sheathed the body head to foot. He piled flayed carcasses around it. Amphorae of honey and unguent he arranged in order, tilted against the bier. He slung the bodies of 4 fine horses on the pyre and groaned. 9 hunting dogs had fed at the lord's table. Upon the pyre he cut the throats of 2, but as for the noble sons of Troy, all 12 he put to the sword as he willed their evil hour. Then in the midst he thrust the pitiless might of fire to feed upon them all, and cried upon his dead companion, "Peace be with you even in the dark where death commands, Patroclus. Everything has been finished as I promised. Fire will devour 12 noble sons of Troy along with you, but I will not restore Hector to Priam. He shall not be eaten by fire, but by wild dogs."